Thursdays we usually reserve for our international briefing, but we want to end today's program with a story that starts in the Caribbean and ends in the United States, in St. Louis, where we are actually headed tomorrow. 14-year-old Yulkendi Valdez learned English faster than most people can spell chrysanthemum, antediluvian, or obsequious. Originally from the Dominican Republic, when Yulkendi moved to St. Louis less than 4 years ago, she spoke no English, but she quickly mastered the language, and in April, she won first place in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch Spelling Bee. Now Yulkendi Valdez is set to compete in the Scripps National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. at the end of the month, and she's joining me now. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
Before we talk about the spelling bee, tell me a little bit about you. What was it like to, you know, leave your friends and everybody you knew and move to the U.S. without knowing English? Were you scared?
Yes, I was very scared and sad. Everybody, when I left, was crying in the neighborhood. So I boarded the taxi to go to the airport. It was very sad to leave my grandparents behind. But when I came here, I knew there were a lot of opportunities, and I was to form a family with my mom and my little brother and my stepdad.
How did you learn English? Was it just kind of throw you in the pond and see whether you could swim, or did you take special classes to catch up?
Well, I did have the ESL classes from the district, but I also took my own step forward, and I read a lot of books I didn't understand just to get acquainted with all the words and to see how they go. And I watch a lot of American TV instead of staying with the normal Spanish TV channels.
Oh, sure, that's a good scam. Mom, I have to watch TV. I'm studying. I'm learning English. Sure, we got you. So how did you get interested in spelling, or actually competitive spelling?
Well, I just heard about it the same sixth grade year that I started to get acquainted with the English just then, and my friends just wanted me to do it because everything starts at the classroom B, and then they wanted me to do it, so I just participated, and it turned out that I got every word right, so I went to the school B.
Wow. Were you surprised at how well you did?
Yes, I was.
Well, all right, you knew this was going to happen, so we're gonna put you to the test. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So I also have the same problem with pronunciation that you do, so I'm not going to trick you. I'm going to play for you the pronunciations from the Merriam-Webster's online dictionary. So what I'm going to do is I'll play the word twice, and let's see if you can spell it. You ready?
All right.
Okay, here's the first word.
Azimuth. Azimuth.
Azimuth. A-Z-I-M-U-T-H.
You go, girl. Okay. Well, first of all, I don't even know what the heck that is. Let me tell you what it is. I'm gonna read the definition just in case anybody wants to know what azimuth is. Did you know what it is?
No, I don't really have time for the definitions, too.
Okay. The definition is an arc of the horizon measured between a fixed point as true north and the vertical circle passing through the center of an object, usually in astronomy and navigation, clockwise from the north point through 360 degrees. So, I can see why you don't really want to know. Okay, here's the second word.
Schipperke. Schipperke.
Schipperke. S-C-H-I-P-P-E-R-K-E. Schipperke.
There you go. You got it again. Do you know what that is?
I know it's German.
Actually, it's Flemish, which is close. And it's any of a Belgian breed of small, stocky, black, tailless dogs with a foxy head and heavy coat. So there you go. What does it take to be good at spelling? What do you attribute your success?
Well, it's all about learning the roots and the etymology of languages such as Greek and Latin. And the rest is about luck.
And here's the question that adults are always asking kids, which they always hate, which is, what do you want to do next? What do you think you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I've been thinking about that lately because I'm going into high school next, but I think I'm going to do business or go to law school.
Well, you'll be great because at least you know a lot of words. All right. Yulkendi Valdez is 14 years old. She's in the eighth grade at Ferguson Middle School. She moved to the U.S. from the Dominican Republic less than 4 years ago and is now competing at the end of May in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. She joined me today from member station KWMU in St. Louis, Missouri. Good luck. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And tomorrow, as I mentioned, we will be in St. Louis broadcasting live from member station KWMU. Don't miss our conversation with the governor of Missouri, Jay Nixon, followed by a Faith Matters conversation with former United States Senator, the Reverend John Danforth. And of course, the Barbershop Guys will take on the week's news in politics, entertainment, and sports. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.